Paula Krupper from the YWCAF band joining me on the show. How are you doing today?
Great. How are you, Rob?
Good. We're counting down until the big event on Wednesday. And just looking at the online fundraising totals, already surpassing $40,000. That's pretty impressive.
Yes, we're very excited. The fundraising has been going really well. The walkers have been working hard.
Let's talk a little bit about the Walk a Mile in Her Shoes event coming to Canmore for the first time on Wednesday. Things getting going at about noon. What can people expect from the day?
Yes, it's going to be a fun day. Hopefully the weather will cooperate. Registration starts at 11:30 a.m. There's going to be live music by Elk Run and Riot. There's going to be a barbecue lunch free to all walkers, by donation foot massages, and the walk starts at 12:30. So if you can be there around noon at the latest to register and pick the perfect pair of heels for yourself, that would be perfect.
Yeah, you guys will be providing the heels, right? The guys don't need to worry about where to find those crazy big high-heeled shoes.
Absolutely, up to size 17.
What's the walking route going to be, because it's the first time it's in Canmore this year?
We're going to walk from the site at the Civic Center Plaza, and we're going to walk down to the wood and to the other side to BMO and back.
The guys in past years have tended to dress up and have a little bit of fun with their outfits on that day as well.
Yes, it's a lot of fun. Guys are very creative in coming up with costumes. You don't have to, though. Just, you know, we welcome guys just coming in their work clothes. We love firefighters in their fire uniforms and construction guys in their clothes. So, whatever you have will work with that.
So we make it back to the Civic Center Plaza, and then what happens for the rest of the day?
Great prize draws after the walk, so stick around. Every walker who reaches at least a $100 fundraising goal is entered into a prize draw. Rafting packages and ski passes, hotel stays. So stick around for that. There's going to be music, still the barbecue, and there's also an after party after the event between 4 and 6 at the Grizzly Paw.
How's the online auction going?
Online auction is great. It's still open until September 30th, so you do have time to hop on Facebook and find us and still bid on some great packages. And you can find us at Walk a Mile Bow Valley Silent Auction.
What specifically is this money going towards?
Walk a Mile raises money for the prevention of intimate partner violence and promotion of healthy relationships in Bow Valley schools as well as in the community.
Since the Walk a Mile event started, I don't know, 5-6 years ago, how has the increased fundraising that you've been able to do from the success of Walk a Mile really translated into increased programming?
It really gives us the ability to continue programming in the schools. So we have been able to expand the programming to different schools. So right now we're not only in Banff and Canmore, we're also in Exshaw schools, as well as we're doing some outreach programming in Lake Louise. So it really allows us to expand the services to reach the entire Bow Valley.
BowValleyWalkAMile.ca is the website to check out the big event happening in Canmore on Wednesday starting at noon. Really looking forward to it, and still opportunity to sign up as a walker, volunteer, pledge somebody, lots of ways to be involved. Paula, thanks for joining me on the show today.
Thank you. Hope to see you all there.